This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You know that.
Yeah. I still ask because I think it's important. And I think one day, and it may take several more years, but one day you may shock me and say, it's terrible.
Wouldn't that be bad? Oh, my gosh. It's a terrible day. Life is bad, huh?
What would we do if you did that? We'd all fall out of our chair.
Everybody would fall out of their chairs and be on the floor laughing.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, remember, you know, as long as we're on this side of the grass, we should be thankful, thankful, thankful.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
And as long as we've got our health, you know, I mean, what more can we ask for?
Yeah, that's about all we got these days.
That's all we've got. I mean.
We shouldn't take it for granted.
People, that's right. People do take it for granted until something happens. And then they remember, oh, I have this body. We have to keep working.
Yeah.
We have to keep it going, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, and then I think tonight is the time change. I can't believe we're there already. We're, what, 3 weeks from this weekend is Thanksgiving weekend. So what is happening to this year? I can't even believe that we're in this place already. Jeez.
Well, time has certainly gone fast this summer, hasn't it?
It has. Man.
And we're getting rain again. We're getting lots of rain. How about that?
I know.
I mean, last weekend it rained. This weekend it's going to rain all day. We're finally getting some rain. And I even planted some winter rye grass.
Really? Wow.
I needed it bad.
Yeah, yes, clearly.
The llamas told me to get on it.
After the drought this summer, I'm sure you needed some. Wow.
We were badly in need of grass, let me tell you. We're buying hay, and hay is still going up.
Really?
You know, I changed feed stores, but it's still going up.
Wow. So you can't really avoid it unless you grow your own.
That's right. And, you know, we cannot grow Bermuda and all that, but a little winter rye will help. And with all this rain, I'm hoping it's going to come up.
Yeah. Wow.
I know it did last time I did this, so and we're hoping it will.
Yeah, because you've had a really, really rough summer. Really, you had a kind of a rough winter. It started last winter, with all the brutal temperatures. I remember you had an ice storm or a snowstorm or something like that?
We had that ice storm for several days, and it took all the bushes out, took everything out. So then we go into summer. Then it's so dry, the driest summer I can ever remember. No rain whatsoever. The lakes were way down. The ponds were down, including mine, and then we had all the fires, and so people are selling their cattle. And then, you know, 2 weeks ago, down here at Temple, the pumpkin patch caught on fire, and all those people, it was a Saturday, it was full of cars, and they burned because a grass fire burned the cars before anybody could do anything about it.
Yeah.
But can you imagine, you go to the pumpkin patch to have a great time with your family, and you end up without a car.
Ah.
Burned to smithereens.
Can't even imagine something like that. I mean, you just had some of the most bizarre weather and circumstances. I mean, geez, you had a pumpkin patch. How do you even plan for that? That's not even a thing. You go to the pumpkin patch, and there's a huge fire that breaks out.
That's right. And, you know, I went to the pumpkin patch with all the children. We rode in that, as I talked about last week, and that tractor got stuck. Oh. The guy was inexperienced. He couldn't get it out of the ruts. We finally had to walk. It was an experience to remember. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's been one of those summers, an end of fall, things happening with the weather. So I'm shocked now, you know, something new happening all the time. And but I love the rain. We needed it so bad. So it is raining a lot. Usually it's not raining this time of year like this.
Yeah.
But everything's kind of messed up.
Well, fall rain is always kind of the best, you know, because it gets a little bit cool. It kind of puts you in that mood where, you know, you just really want to just sit down with a cup of cocoa and just kind of like bundle up and watch TV or just, you know, do fall things, you know, bake something spicy or with like not spicy, but like with fall spices and stuff like that. Apple pies and things.
Well, and yes, apple pie with hot cheese on it. I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
I know exactly what you're thinking. Yeah. When it comes to food, and it's almost Thanksgiving. Everybody's going to be doing turkeys and hams, all of this sort of thing. And while I'm thinking about it before I forget, what do you think a ticket to the Astros game in Houston cost?
Oh, my word. I don't even know.
$1,500. Now then, when it goes up north, it said for the final, it'll be $3,000 a ticket.
Really?
I cannot imagine that in my wildest dreams, that people pay $1,500 to $3,000 for a ticket for a ball game. Now, I love ball games, but don't you think that's a little excessive?
That's a lot, but honestly, I'm kind of... I would have, if I was going to actually guess, I would have probably guessed even maybe a little bit more, just because of I've heard
really?
A horror story. Yes, yes. I've never
well,
paid one.
I guess
one.
I'm just behind the times, you know, because I had no idea that to go to the World Series, it could run that much money.
Yeah, well, it didn't used to, but you know, you hear those stories about people, you know, that are, you know, scalping tickets and selling tickets, and then, you know, the outrageous, you know, they go for like you try to go to like the you know in football, you try to go to the thing there, and it's always like, you know, there's this huge event. It used to be, you know, you go to the game, you know, and you sit there, and you know, it was if it was outside in an outdoor stadium, and the you know, the snow is flying and it's, you know, 20 degrees. You just bundle up. Now, if you go, you know, you're talking about suites. They're all indoors. It's a luxurious experience. They've really taken these, a lot of these, like sporting events and turned them, you know, from when you used to like, you know, just go out and you were just like raw into like raw sports, like, you know, and any under any conditions. And now they've made them into all these like pampered events. And so, yeah, I can see it. Prices for these things. It's not just going to a game anymore. It's a whole, you know, thing. It's a whole experience.
An experience,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
To go. And so you take five people. So you spent quite a little bit of money.
Yeah, you'll spend a fortune. Jeez.
And a lot of people do. I see it on television. There's families there. And, you know, I just didn't realize. I guess it's gotten out of hand as far as I'm concerned. I just didn't know it was that much money.
Lord.
Cowboy tickets cost a lot, but I wasn't thinking about the World Series, you know, how much it could run.
Yeah.
So,
just for regular games during the season is one thing, but man, you get to the end of the year and it's just like, whoa. Then you got hotel rates. You know, those go through the roof because people are going to town. You got transportation rates. You got, you know, restaurants that are, you know, thriving because all those people have to eat someplace. Oh, wow. I mean, you will drop a small to medium sized fortune trying to go to something like that. It's expensive.
And, you know, I read yesterday. All these restaurants up there north said they weren't going to cater for the Astros. They would not cater their food.
You're kidding.
What kind of jerks are they? You know, that is being a jerk.
Why?
You know what I'm saying? But, well, just because the Astros are coming and they won down there, when they come up here, we're not going to serve them. We're not going to cater their food. food. That is very naughty.
Oh my goodness! Just it's. Oh,
I mean,
wow.
People are bad.
They are.
I mean, I would say if I owned a restaurant, let me do it. I want to make the money.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care where you're from. I'm thankful you're coming.
Yeah, we'll be happy to take that ticket
all day. I'm thankful for the
business. Yeah, no doubt. Wow.
You know.
Jeez. But,
It's kind of like politics. I mean, they're too strong. Too strong.
Yeah. Pick a side and dig in, I guess. Wow.
I guess that's – but can you imagine for a World Series game, they just say, no, we're not going to cater food for the Astros.
I guess they don't want to make money, I guess. I don't know. I can't figure it out.
They don't care about money, obviously. Their dislike is too great.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You know? Well,
yeah, I couldn't believe that.
I didn't. I hadn't heard that. I didn't even know that was a thing. It was totally off my radar.
Yeah.
Well, I'm shocked, but I shouldn't be, and I'm almost ashamed that I'm shocked. Wow. This is Your Money with Fay Bagby. Your phone number is.
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
I was kind of hoping sports would be the one last place we could all be nice, but maybe not.
That's right. You would think, play nice. I mean, you know, when kids start in sports, that's the first thing they teach them is, you know, sportsmanship. Be a good sport. Don't be a bad sport. They'll say, we'll kick you off the team if you're unsportsmanlike.
Oh, yeah.
And yet we've got grown men, grown people setting a bad example.
That's, yeah.
It's just one of those things.
Well, you always hear those stories about, you know, like a Little League game or a Pee Wee game or, you know, some game where the little kids are there and then the parents will get down in the field and get in the umpire or the referee's face, start these huge brawls and these huge fights, and it's like, wow, those videos are always...
Yeah, that's more, and that happens all the time now.
Yeah.
If little Johnny thinks he... you know, made a home run, and they say, no, you know, it's a foul. The dad jumps up, goes out there, and beats up the umpire or someone else.
Yeah.
I mean, so then dad and son both get thrown out.
Wow.
My granddaughter's husband was in the minor leagues. And when he retired, which he retired early, which that happens a lot in baseball, he started coaching. And so he has all these leagues he coaches. And sometimes these people move here from California and other places, and they think they can just go out and be nasty on the field.
So
he puts them off the field, and then he puts a little junior down and says, your son will not be playing anymore unless you straighten up. And they are just horrified that you would tell their little boy he can't play.
They can't play because of you.
That's right, because of the fathers. And he puts up with a lot. And finally, if they're really bad, he just says, you know, your son is not going to work with our team. You just have to go to a different league.
Wow.
And so this one father that got mad, he goes to all the other places. And you know what? He comes back and begs for forgiveness because nobody will take little Johnny.
I bet he does.
You know, wow. In California, a father and everybody can rant and rave. But, you know, in small coaching, you can't do that because these coaches aren't going to put up with you. They're going to say, you and Johnny need to go home.
Yeah, they're a little bit crazy out there. They don't actually know how it's supposed to be and the niceness that is supposed to follow and the example that they're supposed to set. They don't quite get that.
That's right. Well, and this guy was a pitcher in the minor leagues. You know, he's got years of experience, and he won the playoff on three or four of his teams this year.
Wow.
So, you know, they're pretty good. And I think he has 10-year-olds, 11 up to 15 years old. So he's got four leagues going. And I think two of them won their playoffs.
Wow, neat.
So, yeah.
That's exciting.
So lots and lots of people drive an hour or more for him to coach them. And he does all this private coaching where these kids can play. So, you know, these little Johnny Come Lucky's from out of state, you know, they're going to have to learn how to act or they won't be in the leagues.
Yeah. Wow. That guy sounds like a great example. Jeez. And in high demand,
too. He is
too.
A good example.
That's awesome.
He is in high demand because they've won all their playoffs.
Yeah.
And it makes more people want to bring their kids, which is a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. Kids get a great, not only do they get a great experience, but they get a great mentor. Not only, it sounds like, for their sports skills and, you know, building up, you know, what they can do, you know, skill-wise, but also for how they conduct themselves. So that's cool. That's really neat. Wow.
Yeah, I think so, too. Now, let's talk about how we can make people some money this time.
Yes.
I've got good news.
Really?
I have a new policy, and the man's name is Chang, C-H-E-N-G. We've worked on this policy for 2 months trying to get it. It's a $2,750,000 policy.
Oh, wow.
So it's large. Whoa. Now, this is probably the best thing we ever did. The quarterly payment, if it goes over, if you've got $50,000 involved, it's going to be about $8 a quart. Have you ever
bucks.
Heard of such in all your life?
No. $8.
Okay, $100,000 is $20 a quarter.
You're kidding me. Wow.
$20 a quarter. I mean, there better not be anybody says no on this policy. I mean, it's an 18-month policy. Let me tell you about Mr. Chang. We started working with him 2 months ago. And we weren't offering this as much as we've offered on this policy. And he said, I'm going back to the doctors. I'm going to have the new test done. And he did, and they lowered it 6 months.
Really?
So in 6 weeks, he's went down another 6 months.
Ooh.
Now, he knows he's not going to make it. He knows he's dying. So he had a bucket list. And on that bucket list was a trip of a lifetime to Italy. He would not sign any documents. He wouldn't do anything until he came back from Italy.
Hmm.
And now that he's back, he's finally signed with us.
Wow.
Out of all the other people he could have done it with. So the profit on this policy for the investors is $436,611.25.
Wow. That's
yes,
huge.
Yes, let me tell you what all kinds of cancer, it is a huge deal. And the kinds of cancer he's got is so numerous. It started out with lung cancer. It's in his pelvis. It's in his ribs. It's just everywhere you can think of. Let me see. The pelvis, the ribs, the spine. And there's about four different ribs. L3. T5, T6, T6, T7, that many ribs. He's lost 14 pounds, and there's no going back. He's got so many kinds of cancer. It hadn't went to the brain yet, and they said in 3 months they will take an MR of the brain to see if it went there also. So it's in every place. There's no way out. And as I said, it's in all these lymph nodes. It's in four different ribs.
Jeez.
And then it's in his pelvis.
Man.
So this is probably the best policy they could ever buy because it doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter how many policies you've got that went over. This one, you could not get hurt. It doesn't matter what happens. If you can pay $19 a quarter, I mean, that's... You spend more than that on coffee over a week.
Yeah, no doubt. What's the LE on this? How long is this one?
18 months. They've given
wow.
me 18 months.
Man.
So that's 1.5 years. And a person can invest $50,000. If they go for 50, it's going to cost them $7 or $8 a quarter. If they go for 100, which I would do, it's going to be $19 a quarter.
Jeez. I'm not
one
a...
of the best policies. I mean, when you've got it in your pelvis, you've got it in five different ribs, and in your lungs, it started in the lung. So it's metastasized in 5 different places.
Golly. I mean, I know I'm not a doctor, but I would be, it sounds like the chances of 18 months actually happening are not that. Would you say that this one might come in early? I'm just guessing.
I think it could, because it's already went down 6 months in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And of course he's got severe back pain because of where it is, his legs, did I tell you he's on morphine?
Ooh, really?
How bad this is. He's on morphine and hydrocodone, folks.
Wow. Yeah, I would be really surprised if in a year and a half you came back and said this was still in play. Wow. It just does not. And it's so huge.
And it's so bad, he's already had to quit work.
Oh, yeah.
Because of all this. And he sold his company. He owned a financial service company. And he sold it. And as I said, it's in all these different ribs. And, you know, when it's in your ribs, I've never had anybody survive it in your ribs.
Yeah. It just sounds like it's taking over everywhere.
And when it's in your spine, that's why it's hurting his back so bad. And all the other places he's got it. And as I said, he's already lost 14 pounds. And that's why he decided that he wanted to go to Italy. That was his bucket list. And he came back and he finally said, okay, you know, I'm ready to do this. It took us 2 months.
Yeah, you've been working this for a long time. But now I see why.
Yes, that's right, yeah. It's taken 2 months to get him to do it. I kept saying, are you going to do it or not? And, you know, when it's in the vertebrae, it's in the spine. I know that's why he's on morphine.
Jeez. And this is, did I write this down right? It's almost a $3 million? Or is this?
Yes, it is. Almost $3 million.
Wow.
$2,750,000.
And you said the profit is going to be like $400,000 something.
Yes, the profit is $436,611.
Wow.
Now, we escrowed for 30 months. The escrow's not but $4,500 out of almost $3 million, folks.
Good Lord! And it's already a done deal. It's all signed and
it's a done deal. We're going to start escrowing, and it'll take us probably 3 weeks to escrow all this, because lots of times our people are different than other people. Bless their hearts, they're out here working, they're busy, and lots of times they don't even check email. It's not like you and me. We're in business. In financial, we have to check email every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
They don't check their email sometimes for 2 days.
Oh, Lord. I can't even imagine.
So then we have to call them. I have Claudia calling them saying, wake up, please, read your email. Read what this says. Call us back, you know. But this is one policy. I don't care if you've been holding off. You've got some that are over. Do this because it's not going to cost you hardly anything. It's not even more than a cup of coffee for a week.
Wow.
If you figure coffee at $4 and you buy coffee every morning for you and your pals, you've spent $20 in a week.
You don't get coffee very often, do you?
I don't drink coffee.
If you can find coffee for $4, that's a bargain.
Oh my gosh! So we're talking about Starbucks, that $8 stuff, right? Well, I forgot about that. That's right. Everybody drinks Starbucks anymore. They're not doing the old fashioned deals.
Yeah, I'm like, where are you getting coffee for $4?
Yeah, how could I say that? I'm old fashioned thinking coffee's $4. How could I think that?
Oh my goodness.
Excuse me, folks. Coffee is $8 to $12. I should have known that.
$300 for a cup of coffee. That's more like it.
There you go.
Oh wow. All right, so this is the Chen policy, you said?
Chang. C-H-E-N-G. So everybody mark this down. You're gonna be getting emails for me. I'm going to send the information to everybody because I think everybody ought to get in it when it's $19 a quarter.
Yeah. I would guess that's probably going to fill fast, too. Would you say?
I would think so because it's 18 months, hardly no premium, and we know how bad he is. We know how many places the cancer is. We know that it's went down 6 months in 6 weeks, folks.
Wow.
His LE has went down 6 months in 6 weeks.
That says a lot. And then, you know, you introduce morphine, and it's like that's a whole nother layer to the thing. So you come out of the gate swinging right off the bat this week. I hate to ask, is there anything else going on, or after that, does it even matter?
It doesn't even matter, does it, after I tell you about this? Well, you know, when it's in your ribs, your spine, it's in your lymph nodes, it's in your lungs. I mean, what can we say?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a done deal.
Wow.
And so I want to get everybody involved in it. I want to see how quick we can fill it because he's anxious to get paid now that he's so ill. And, you know, he had to sell his business. That was the first thing he had to do.
Oh, wow.
He couldn't work. It had gotten so bad. He was in so much pain. And then when you're on morphine, folks, nobody's on morphine unless you're in lots and lots of pain.
Yeah, that's a telltale sign.
Yeah, I mean, how long has it been since we've read one that they were taking morphine?
Yeah. Wow, that's...
So... Oxycodone and morphine combined ought to knock you out.
Yeah.
That'll just put you over the fence.
Jeez. All right, has it already gone out? Did it go out late this week, or is it going to, like, next week will people start to...
This next week. It should go out by Monday. We should have it out to everybody because I am going to put it out there, Ben. You know, lots of times I don't. I just put it out to certain people that I know like a certain type of palsy, like pancreatic cancer. I knew who to send that to. We closed that out last week, by the way, real fast.
Oh, wow, really? Okay, cool.
Yeah, the pancreatic cancer didn't last 5 minutes.
Wow.
Yes, and so that's a done deal. So we've had some really good policies that we've bought and done. We did 3 policies last week. They're all finished, put to bed.
Really?
We've already paid the people, yes. They were all policies that we knew people were going to love, and they did, and they did them. And so then when this... finally got it. You know, as I say, it took us 2 months to get Mr. Chang to do this. You know, he was so sick he couldn't make up his mind whether to sell it or keep it. You know, he had to sell his business. But he wanted to go to Italy before he made a final decision.
Yeah.
That was his bucket list.
Hmm.
And he came back and they called me and said, Mr. Chang's going to let us know today. And sure enough,
he did.
I think it was about 6 o'clock first of the week. He said, okay, he would let us have the policy.
Wow.
So, so I'm excited. It took 2 months to do it, but it's a great policy, one of the best we're ever going to have, because with a premium of $19 a quarter on 100 and $8 on 50,000, you know, it's amazing.
Yeah. I would imagine people will be beating down the door for that one.
And 18%, folks, 18%, and we think it should come in a little bit early because if it's dropped 6 months in 6 weeks, I think the next 6 weeks it's going to drop some more.
Yeah.
So it may come in, you know, a lot quicker than what we think.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I mean, it sounds like, you know, you track the data. It sounds like one of those that's like the trajectory just keeps getting tighter and tighter. And with 400,000, 436,000 on the line.
Yes.
I would imagine probably that's a hurry up and get it done kind of a deal.
Yeah, because I would hate for him to die. But, you know, we've had this happen a few times. You know, they pass away before we get it done. I don't think it would happen in this case. I feel like he's going to live at least 12 months. But, you know, when it's in all your ribs, it's in your spine, It's in your lungs. You don't have any place to go.
Yeah. It's pretty much everywhere.
It's in too many places, yeah. When it's in your pelvis, it's in your lungs, it's in the spine, and then it's all these different ribs. I mean, you can't even hardly move if it's in your ribs. I mean, you're in such pain. And I've never known anybody who was on oxycodone and morphine.
Jeez.
Usually it's oxycodone, but he's on morphine and that. He tried acupuncture, you know, being Chinese. I mean, he's tried everything trying to get some relief.
I'm almost kind of...
acupuncture won't help him on this.
Oh, yeah. Now, it's great for some things, I'm sure, but probably not for this. I'm almost kind of surprised, based on the picture that you're painting, I'm a little bit surprised that he actually went to Italy. To be honest, it kind of sounds like that was probably a difficult trip. Even though it was on his list, it was still probably kind of a difficult
I think it
journey.
Was very difficult. And I think I will be in this policy also.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes I don't tell people when I go in one, but I believe I will be in this too.
Well, you only save, you know, because I know how you are about getting into some of them, and I know you'll do it if there's room. And when you want to get into one, that's a big, it's kind of a big deal because, you know, it's almost...
It is a big deal because before I get through, somebody will say, oh, Faye, can I get in? And I give up my position. I've done it so many times, it's ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
Because when we get down to it, there'll be somebody that's going to wait till the end deal and at the last minute come back and want in it, and there won't be any room except my little piece. So, but maybe it will. Maybe I'll get to keep mine this time. You never know. But it's one of the ones that I do want in because there's just not any risk to it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big one. I would probably say, would you rate that in probably maybe the top 10, maybe top 5 of all time?
Yeah, I'd say top 5 of all time. Do you remember years ago when we did that? You may not remember it. We did one for $20 million. And the guy was a vice president of a big bank in New York. And he had 2 children. And he said, I want to leave the money now before I go. And by golly, he went to Europe, kind of like this guy, came back. 12 months later, he was gone.
Really?
And they made a fortune on that policy. It was a big deal. We had 34 people in it. $20 million, a lot of profit.
$20 million. And how many people?
I think we had 40 in it.
Good Lord.
Yeah. It's one of the best policies we ever did in our life.
Wow.
Yeah,
I would say that's probably the first. That probably ranks number one, doesn't it?
And when we did it, you know, we had no idea that it was going to come in 12. But he was very ill, and he wanted his kids to have it now. He said, there's no use anybody fighting over my estate when I'm dead. He said, I have enough money to live on. He said, I want them to have my life insurance now. And that's why it was such a big policy, because he was a vice president of the bank, and they had bought that for him years ago, and so he still had the policy. So they sold it, and you know, it's funny. His kids, one of them lived in California, and they had to sign affidavits, you know, and they signed it, and I thought, this signature doesn't even look real. And everybody said, yeah, that's the kid's signature. But I was kind of questioning it. You know, when I saw it online, I go, I don't know, that didn't look too good. That's just the way it was. That's the way he signed it. And it was legit.
Wow. So you put on your handwriting detective hat.
That's it. And that's the biggest and the best deal we ever did.
Wow. And I would say this is probably a close second or third, something like that. But, yeah, it's up there, definitely up there.
Wow. It's way up there. So I want to encourage everybody, get in this policy with me. Let's make some money, and I think we'll make it in a short time. And I think everybody will be very pleasantly surprised and happy about the outcome of this policy.
Okay.
So even if you've got some that have gone over, I encourage you to do this. I think it'll be fairly fast. And there won't be any regrets on this one, I can tell you.
Yeah, certainly doesn't sound like. And that'll be coming up this coming week, right? Next week?
Yes, we're going to start on Monday. We'll send out emails to everybody and say, you know, here's the circumstance. This is it. And we'll put in there what the quarterly payment is. And for anybody that doesn't listen today, then we'll go over it again in the email and say, you know, this is circumstances.
So you're giving people advance warning. Check your emails starting on Monday.
That's right. Be... Please check your emails.
Yeah, don't lollygag on this one.
They don't like to check them. You know, they don't check them.
Wow.
I wish the heck they did.
Yeah.
But that's just, it tells me they've got a very different type of life than in the city. In other words, they're a lot more relaxed. You know, they're just going about their business, and it's not important to them to answer an email.
Yeah, well, life in the city is very different. That's for sure.
It is. That's right. And they're out there with the birds and the bees, and they're out in the country, and they're working. We had a gentleman come to the office last night, and we've been trying to get him in there for 2 weeks. And he says he doesn't even get off work till after 6 o'clock, sometimes 7. And he drove all the way into the office to get some final papers signed. And we really appreciate that.
Wow.
Yeah. And he said, I trust y'all. You handle it. And we said, did you know you've got another $48,000 in another account? He said, I didn't know that. And sometimes these people just don't know where all their money is, let me tell you.
Nice surprise.
Oh, my gosh. And I said, by the way, I said, do you realize since the first of the year you've lost $50,000? No, he said, I didn't know that.
Wow.
I said, do you ever read it? Well, not much. And that tells me he hadn't read it all year.
Yeah.
He's working hard. He's making a living for his family, and he wasn't checking anything. So I've had two different people that have had losses, pretty significant losses this year. I don't know how much everybody else, but I know of three or four that have come to us that have had big losses, and they should be paying attention.
Yeah.
If you're going to play the stock market, you need to be checking your portfolio and see what it says.
Yeah.
How much have you lost? Are you down? Are you up?
Wow.
Are you even with them? You know? Because if you're 55, 60 years old, you cannot afford a loss.
And to be clear, those losses you're talking about, those are stock market losses, not losses in like life settlements and stuff like that. Those are stock market things. So.
That's right. If they're in the market, they're not buying life settlements. They're just buying stocks and mutual funds and REITs. They're buying REITs.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
I hope not, but they wouldn't know a REIT if they saw it, most of them. And so when the broker puts them in a REIT, they just say, oh, a REIT's fine. They just look at the investment amount. They don't look to see what a REIT does. Oh, Lord.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you've never had really great things to talk about with REITs, that's for sure.
No, because you can't get back out.
You're stuck.
If anything goes wrong with that apartment house or that office building, you're stuck. You're not going anywhere.
Yeah, you'll go down
and
with the ship.
It's a 25 or 30 year investment.
Oh.
It's a long, long term.
Yeah.
So that's all I can tell you about that. You're going to be there a while.
Somehow you can make something so bad sound so pleasant. You're going to be there for a while.
There you go. You'll be there a while.
Wow.
That's all I can tell you. Oh, that reminds me. All these policies that we're getting in, the maturities, the small Morehouse policy hit the bank yesterday also. It's a small one. It's $200,000. There's four people in it.
Oh, wow.
So that'll be in their bank Monday morning.
Oh, that's cool. Great.
Yeah, that'll be in their bank. There's another Morehouse. It hasn't come yet. And we're still looking for the Root and Birch.
Okay.
And those are big ones. Birch is the $2 million one that we just had.
Oh.
And, yeah, we're waiting on it. And Root has been a disaster because it's in New Jersey.
I was waiting for a good New Jersey slam. It's been a while.
That's right. I mean, those people are going to come down here and hurt me.
Oh, trust me. You got
something negative.
You got a posse around you. They ain't going to come anywhere near you. I guarantee you that.
All right. I'll make sure of that. That's a good thing, because I'm afraid those New Jersey people might come after me.
They may try, but they won't. Wow.
Okay.
They don't know the mighty power of Faye Bagby, that's for sure.
All right. Very good. I'm glad they don't know about that.
Yeah. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And every Saturday morning around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic this morning?
The Barbecue World's Fair in Texas.
Oh, you start anything with barbecue and I'm in.
Yes.
It's in Lockhart this weekend, today and tomorrow.
Mm.
This is a worldwide barbecue event. There's going to be food. There's going to be drinks. Lots of live music. There's going to be lots of cooking demonstrations. A marketplace. It's going to have international. It's going to have everything in the world. And it's sponsored this time by Texas Monthly Magazine. They're putting it on.
Cool.
It's free. It's open to the public. But you need to take some cash and your credit cards. There's going to be so much to do, so much barbecue to eat, so many things to try. It's just, and Feeding Texas is who the $3 donation will go to. So
really,
and starting at Feeding Texas, live music starts at noon. The Jesse Stratton Band will be there. Squeezebox Bandits, Mariachi, Nick Garza's Get Along, and Dolphin Tunes. So you can hear music all day. Can you imagine eating barbecue, hearing music, trying everything new? There's going to be a taco trail.
Ooh, really?
Now, did you know that? A taco trail. And you can taste everything on the taco trail. A lot of different companies are sponsoring that. They're going to have a meat market.
Oh.
I mean, this is going to be a fun weekend.
Yes.
The Texas Book Festival will be there. All your favorite food authors. Aaron Franklin will be there. Jess Prowse, Kevin Bledsoe, Robert Moss, Adrian Davila, Jose Ratlett, Mondo Rayo, and Daniel Vaughn. These are all big Texas cookbook people. So if you want to meet the authors of some of our favorite cookbooks, you need to be there. Be in Lockhart this weekend.
I don't want to go out too far on a limb here, but I'm going to almost dare to say that this is almost better than Thanksgiving. Oh,
it is going to be a great deal. Just eating barbecue, sitting there and listening to all this music is all a person needs in life.
Yes. Eat some barbecue, listen to some music, take a nap, get up, eat some more barbecue, listen to some more music, and repeat.
There will be 50 barbecue companies vying for the best in the world on this, by the way.
Wow.
There will be 50 of them. And, of course, I can't tell you everybody that's going to be there, but the featured ones is Barb's Barbecue, CM Smokehouse, Harlem Road, Texas Barbecue, Jake Hughes, Tex-Mex Barbecue, KG Barbecue, Coley Barbecue, and Reese's Brothers Barbecue. That's some of your big stars that have won in the past.
Really?
And there'll be 50 people vying for the World Barbecue Fair. Can you imagine a World Barbecue Fair in Lockhart, Texas?
Wow.
As small as Lockhart is,
I know.
This is a fun, fun deal, let me tell you.
Wow.
And everybody ought to go there Saturday and Sunday. You can go today because the big deals are going to be tomorrow anyway. So drive up to Lockhart. Take the family. Oh, my gosh, take the family. Feed them all the barbecue they can eat and let them listen to music all afternoon and half the night. It'll really change your life. It'll make you appreciate life a lot more.
Yeah, well.
And the cooking demonstrations. Now, I would want to see all the cooking demonstrations.
Yeah, no doubt. And do you get to sample the cooking demonstrations when they're done demonstrating?
Yes.
Yes.
And they're going to have, they're going to have lots of metal works. A lot of cowboys have done. They're going to have sauces, rubs.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. They're going to have so much stuff. It's going to blow your mind. There's going to be about 20 vendors there with all kinds of things for barbecue. You know, everybody makes rubs. They make all this stuff. And it's there to purchase after you've eaten yourself through everything.
After you made yourself sick, buy some to take it home.
Can you imagine? Wow. Barbecue World's Fair, downtown Lockhart. Only in Texas would they advertise that.
No doubt. Wow, I'm surprised that they're, they probably have to have someplace, you know, because I'm thinking, why not, you know, like downtown Houston or something like that? I mean, you got to, this is going to be a big deal, but they probably need some room to spread out. And it's almost like barbecue's paradise. It's today
and
tomorrow.
That's why they're having it in Lockhart, because you've got lots of room there. It's a small town, as you know.
Yeah.
So it's just, they're lining up. And sponsors, oh, my gosh. The sponsors just goes on and on. They've got probably 30 sponsors for it.
Wow.
And there's a long list of the guys, you know, that are going to be there, that have got their goods there. And everybody wants to win. I don't care who you are. You know, you want your barbecue to come out on top.
Yeah. Wow. Jeez. And you get to sample all of it and eat all the food. And
you could sample all this food and just keep sampling. They'll have hot peppers. They're going to have, oh, my gosh, everything you want with barbecue. They'll have sauces that you've never even tasted. And it'll be who makes the best sauce, who puts the best rub on it. Who can cook it the best. I mean, this is going to be a big deal for Texas. And they said all this up until Saturday, which is today, a lot of barbecue restaurants are giving prizes away. They're doing all kinds of special deals because it is barbecue time and because everybody wants to be the best. And I don't know who will be crowned the best, but there's about 50 people going to try.
Jeez.
And they're going to have their barbecue. You'll be smelling that barbecue just whiffing along.
Oh, yeah, you will.
Whiffing along.
Oh, that's the best,
isn't
it? Oh,
my gosh.
Oh, Lord. It almost seems like 2 days is not enough. You need like a week to just eat and then eat some more and then eat some more. It's just 2 days. It needs to be like a week-long festivity. It really does.
That's right. And all this is at the park there, so there's plenty of room for everything to be set up. They've got lots of room. It's not like going to some big city where, you know, they've got you all crowded up.
Yeah.
They've got all kinds of room in Lockhart, Texas. And they're going to take this small town and turn it upside down.
Get it all turned.
It will never be the same, I don't think.
Jeez.
After all of this. But it's going to really be a fun weekend. And people are going to be talking about what they've ate.
Yeah.
They're going to be talking about all the different kinds of barbecue they tried and who had the best and who's going to come out the winner.
Yeah, no doubt. It almost seems like this would be a great opportunity to maybe if you're planning like Thanksgiving already, because we're only, what, 3 weeks away from Thanksgiving? It would be a good chance to maybe redo the menu, maybe pick up some cooking tips, maybe get some rub or some sauce or whatever, get all the stuff you need, and then redo Thanksgiving instead of turkey and dressing, maybe have like a barbecue Thanksgiving.
You know, I have a friend that does that every year.
Really?
When everybody else is having turkey, she's having barbecue and laughing. She does. She just cranks up the old barbecue, and that's what she does. Smokes that barbecue, gets it ready. Oh, my gosh. And she's eating ribs, and she's eating barbecue. Oh, she's doing the brisket. I mean,
wow.
It's all going to be laid out, folks.
Well, you.
It's going to be wonderful. You're going to regret if you don't go take 50 pounds home, you know?
You have to. Those
are
the rules.
Wife, throw everything out. Get everything out of the deep freeze. We're putting barbecue in here. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine?
Oh, wow. That would be the best. Wow.
It would. I think it'll be a heck of a weekend. I'm waiting to see who will be crowned barbecue person of the world.
Yeah.
This is our world event here.
It's not just a couple of, you know, street blocks. This is like for the whole world. This is a world champion this weekend.
World champion. only in Texas. And the top 50 barbecue places in Texas are vying for the deal. They're going to be out there working hours, getting the sauce just right, getting the rub just right, getting the temperature just right, getting those things cooked up. Man, it's going to be something.
I would imagine probably just to be one of the 50 in this thing is probably, I mean, you got to go through probably, I would imagine anyway, if it's like all these other competitions, you got to be pretty good to
get in. Oh, yeah, you don't
get
there first. No. You have to have been somewhere else and won or to go there.
Yeah.
Yes, it's going to be the ones that have already won somewhere else in their different towns, and then they get to go here. So they don't just let anybody, because some of them, you've got to be first-class champions.
Yeah. It ain't like
Uncle
Joe.
You're not going to this.
Yeah, these are the best of the best.
Best of the best. City Park, we've got about 20 sponsors for this.
Jeez.
Big sponsors.
Mm. And it's today and tomorrow, you said?
Today and tomorrow. And you can just eat your way home, let me tell you. And the music, as much as I love music, oh, my gosh, the bands are going to be wonderful. They're going to be playing all afternoon, folks. Mm. You can just saunter around, listen to the bands, sit down, enjoy yourself. Just saunter along, folks. It's like going back in time, you know. There'll be picnic grounds there. It's at the park. It's a big deal.
Yeah, you may not be going home tonight. You may be in a food coma and made you take a nap.
You may have just lay on the grass a while, you know.
Yeah.
Be sure you've got your jeans and your boots on. You don't want to go up there city-fied.
Yeah. Oh, no.
No.
You don't want to do that.
And if you don't have boots, wear your tennis shoes, because you want to be comfortable. You want to be laid back. This is not city, folks.
No. You put on your stretchy pants like you're going to Thanksgiving.
That's right. And if you wear a hat, be sure you got that Western hat on.
Yeah.
This is Western time, barbecue time in Texas.
Man. Wow, this is going to be the best weekend ever. Oh,
it is, and I can't wait to see who wins. I can't wait to talk to ordinary people like myself afterwards and find out who they think was the best barbecue.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Who's going to be the world champion?
That's right, and it will be announced after at the end of the day, okay?
Mm-mm-mm. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is...
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
You know, a lot of times after trivia, you get me thinking about, you know, ice cream or pie or whatever you happen to be talking about. Now I got barbecue on the brain. So it's going to be one of those things that's going to have to be quenched. So you know where I'm going in about 10 minutes.
I know where you're going.
Wow. Okay, so for the amazing policy that's on the table that people are going to be getting on Monday, there are still two risks, and I know we have to go over them because it's the right thing to do, but keep it in perspective that, you know, these are probably not going to apply, but they still exist. So what is the first biggest risk with a life settlement?
Okay. The first biggest risk is if it goes over, you have to pay premiums. It does not apply to this policy, of course, because the premium is not existent almost. $19 a quarter. But on most policies, you should always know what the risk is. When we send you out the invitation to go in the policy, look and see what the premium is. If you've got questions about it, call me. Ask me questions if you've got them. You know, a person can always ask me about any policy that we offer. So if you've got questions, always call. If you don't, just look at it and say, oh, that's not very much money. It's fine. We're trying to get all the premium where they're all very, very low. Everything we've done, I know, for the last 6 months or eight has been very low. But if you have questions about premium, call me. The other thing is it's not liquid until it matures, of course. We've had a lot of maturities lately, so there's a lot of liquid money out there in everybody's account. Everybody has a lot of money in their account right now, so I know they can do this premium. I know they can buy this policy. So I'm excited about it. I'm going to be talking to everybody. I'm going to be sending them notes and saying, let's get in this policy.
Cool. I don't even know if I should even ask, because I'm sure okay. whatever answer is probably going to pale in comparison. But is there any other news from this week, or is that kind of like...
No, no, really. just, you know, getting all this money back to them on these policies, and we've got two or three that we still got out. We've got about a little over $3 million still out. But we're trying to get those in, and as we talked about that one, it is running late. I had calls about it this week, and I told them what the problem was. Hopefully, we will get that this week. I'm expecting another one this week, and we're going to try to get the money in their accounts where they're ready to invest. And they can also make a reservation on this, even if this other money hadn't gotten there. We'll take a reservation on it.
Really? Oh, okay.
Subject to, we'll take reservations. In case the other money hadn't got there, we can hold a spot for them.
Okay, cool.
So, I mean, we haven't ever done that, so we're doing that too.
I know. I don't remember you ever saying about reservations. I'm kind of shocked, but maybe I shouldn't be. I don't know. That's not a normal thing, is it? That's new.
No, it's not a normal thing. But we will take reservations starting Monday also.
Wow.
So if somebody's waiting for money to come in, they can reserve.
Okay, cool.
So we're going to get this done in probably 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, this will be a pretty fast one, I would imagine. For new investors, if they want to get into life settlements, because, you know, these things do happen quite often. You know, you do get policies like this. It doesn't happen every day, but even the policies that you get on a normal basis, still really, really good. How long does it generally take to get in the pipeline and get into a policy if somebody was to start brand new, say,
It's not taking long right now. You know, we just finished three up, and I feel like we'll have plenty in the next 3 to 4 weeks, we should have plenty.
Oh, okay, cool. All right. So people are kind of tired of the stock market. you were talking, giving the examples earlier about how people, you know, have come to you and talked about, you know, significant losses, and, you know, you've actually told them about their losses in the stock market. But, you know, if they're tired of it and they're looking for other alternatives, tired of hemorrhaging money, life settlements are still really probably one of the best, if not the best, alternative because of the security and security is not the right word, is it? Conservativeness, maybe? Is that the right word? Conservative?
Yeah, the conservativeness of it, I would say, because people that are in the stock market all year, it's gone up, it's gone down, it's gone all around, and I can't see that it's going to improve anytime soon because the Fed rate keeps going up. And every time it does, the stock market drops again.
Yeah. It's so volatile, it's not even funny.
It's very volatile. I would not want to be in that volatile field. Also, if you don't understand about your money, you should not be in the stock market. If you don't know whether you've lost or made money or what you're invested in, I can't imagine being in something you don't understand.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably not a good sign.
It just amazes me. But we're here. If a person wants to call... If they want to send an email, you know, we always respond to emails and we respond to calls. If they want to talk to me, all they have to do is send me an email or call and I'll be glad to discuss it with them.
Cool. And finally, Faye, speaking of calling, one last time, what is your phone number for people to give you a ring?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is American Financial. Midland.com.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold. This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.